You're listening to Amav Chazaro with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Pesachim, Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. We're going to start at the bottom of Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. And we just had previously mentioned at the bottom of the previous Amud, there's a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel regarding making Kiddush in the shul, the Kiddush that's done in the shul. When someone gets home after that, right, meaning the Chazan, he makes Kiddush for the people who are in shul, and in particular the people who are eating there, at least according to Shmuel, when he gets home, does he have to make a new bracha on, well, first of all, on Kiddush on the wine? So Rav says that he's actually yotze the mitzvah of Kiddush, but if he wants to have wine when he gets home, he'd have to make a new bracha on the wine. Shmuel says, not only do you have to make a new bracha on the wine, but you have to make a new Kiddush, because that Kiddush does not count for you, because you have to have a Kiddush with Makam Suda. Now, at the bottom of Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, we mention a third shita, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, third line from the bottom, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Af Yedei Yayin Nami Yatsu. Not only are you Yotze Kiddush, like Rav says, but you don't even have to make a new Hagafen when you get home if you're going to have more wine. Why? V'oz Rabbi Yochanan L'tameh, and Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his reasoning, Damar Rechanan Bar Abaye, Amar Rabbi Yudas, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Echod Shinoi Yayin, turning over to the next Amud, V'echod Shinoi Makom, Ein Tzarech Levarech. Whether you change the wine, so you bring in a different wine, you have a different chavis of wine, a different barrel of wine, or you change the location of the wine, you do not need to make a new bracha. Mesve, we're going to challenge Rabbi Yochanan's opinion from a brisa. Shinoi makom tzarech levarech, shinoi yayin ein tzarech levarech. That the shinoi makom, if you change the location, you need to make a bracha. Shinoi yayin, but if you change the wine, you don't need to make a bracha. Tiyufta, it's a refutation. It says explicitly that if you change the makom, you need to make a new bracha. That's against Rabbi Yochanan. Just one note that was it Rashi or Rashbam mentions, I believe it's Rashbam, that when he says that you don't need to make a new bracha on new wine, so hold on, don't we have a mitzvah, a special bracha? We learned Maseches Brachos way back when, I think it was a Nun Tes. Maseches Brachos, that if you bring in a new wine, you have to make a bracha, hatova amitiv. So he says, yeah, it's true. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the bracha rishon of Rei Pri Hagafen, not hatova amitiv. But when you change a wine, you have a better wine, you would have to make a hatova amitiv. Okay, anyway, so we just refuted Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Yosef Rav Idi Bar Avin Kameda Rav Chizda. Rav Idi Bar Avin was sitting before Rav Chizda, the Yosef Rav Chizda, and Rav Chizda was sitting, Vakamar Mishmeda Rav Huna, and Rav Chizda quoted the name of Rav Huna. That changing, if you change the location, tsarech levarech, you need to make a new bracha, you change your place. Lo shanu ella mi bayis lebayis. That's only from house to house. Avol mi makom lemakom, but from place to place, lo. That would not be the case. So this is a little bit complicated. So it would seem to be that, well, let's take a look at Rashi over here. Rashi doesn't quote it, actually. It is, yeah, it's right. So Rashi, yeah. Rashi says, mimakom lemakom means mibayis la'aliyah. So from place to place means from room to room in the same house. So the halacha would only be from changing house to house, not from room to room in the same house, which is against what we said in the previous Amud. However, this girsa is not so simple, right? It looks like the Marasha doesn't have this, and actually has it as lo shanu ela mi bayis lebayis mi pina lepina lo, that meaning from corner to corner of one room it wouldn't apply. However, it would still apply from house to from downstairs to upstairs, things like that. From a room to room it would apply. It just wouldn't apply from corner to corner within one room. So it's unclear what the correct girsa is. It's a machlokas if that's what it's supposed to be. So okay, we'll hold off on that for now. Amar le Rav Idi Bar Avin, and Rav Idi Bar Avin said to him, "Hachi Tanina li." This Bemas Nisa. This is actually taught to Tanina le Bemas Nisa. It was taught in the Brisa. To be Rav Hinak, the Brisa of Rav of the Beir of Hinak. Vamri la Bemas Nisa to be Bar Hinak, and some say it was the Brisa of the Academy of Bar Hinak. So there's obviously a right Rav or Bar. It's the same letters, just range them. And we're not sure if it was the brisa of the Bay Rav Hinuk or of the Bay Bar Hinuk. Kivaseich, in accordance with you. So that there's a brisa in accordance with what you just taught. Ve'ela Rav Huna masnisa kamash malan. But hold on, is Rav Huna trying to teach us a brisa? It's an explicit brisa. Why does Rav Huna have to teach us that? Rav Huna masnisa lo shamia lei. So Rav Huna did not know this brisa. So yes, Rav Huna is teaching the same halacha as a brisa, but Rav Huna didn't know the brisa. Now Rashbam actually takes out this girsa. Rashbam says, let's take a look. It's Rashbam Haki Garcina, and it's like 7-8 lines in Rashbam. So he says, Rav Chisda kamar mesh made Rav Shev lo Garcina masnisan asalashminan. Mishibush Gamor. It's a big mistake. This is a big error in the text. Shekin Hushita Sakamara Lashminu Hamora Devar Hamaforish Kebraisa. That we all the time throughout Shas have an Amora saying something that's explicitly taught in a Braisa somewhere else. Why? Dizimnin Shein Hakol Bekiyin Bebraisa. First of all, not everyone knew the Braisos, right? Most people knew all the Mishnayos. Most learned people knew all the Mishnayos. But not everyone knew Braisos. So it bared worth repeating halachos that were in brisos for Amoraim to teach these in public. So that's not strange. The gam, and also hamora atzmo zimin delo yada lahi brisa ademaisi le siata mine. And also we find throughout Shas many times that Amoraim weren't familiar with a particular brisa, and the brisa is brought to support what an Amora said. So basically, he's saying that this can't be. Like, this question of the Gemara is like a klutz kasha. What are you talking about? It doesn't make sense. We see constantly throughout Shas, Amoraim quoting teachings of Brisos, and there could be various reasons for that. So this is an error in the text. Anyway, continues. Yosef Rav Chisda, back to the Gemara. Yosef Rav Chisda, Bekamar Meshmeid and Afshei. And Rav Chisda also said a teaching himself, right? First he quoted Rav Huna, and then he said his own teaching. This, that you said that, it, when you change your location, you need to make a new bracha. Lo amron ela bedvarim she'ein tunin bracha lacharehen b'mekoman. This is only referring to foods that do not require that you make the bracha acharona in the location. Aval dvarim hatunin bracha lacharehen b'mekoman. But things that foods that you eat that require a bracha acharona in the place where you ate. Ein tzarich levarich. If you change location, you do not need to make a bracha. So let's flesh out a little bit. So we're talking about, as Rashi and Rashbam elaborate, and it's based on the Gemara and brachas as well. There are certain foods that are considered more chashim, in particular shiva saminim, and especially foods that you would bench on, bread and things like that. So if you're going to say an al michya and al ha'etz, an alagafen or bench, foods or drinks like that, right, meaning really just wine would be included for drinks there, foods and drinks like that, you are supposed to say the bracha achrona in the place that you ate or drank, right? You really should not make the bracha achrona somewhere else. You're kind of bound to that spot, and even if you left, ideally you should go back. The Gemara Brachos brings a couple of stories about, right, I think we hold like base Hillel, you know, it didn't, but really, ideally, the Gemara seems to say that, right, there's a story about someone who went back to the location where he ate, and he ended up finding like a purse full of gold, and then there's another story where someone did not go back to the location and just benched in the new location, and then he was eaten by a lion. So the Gemara seems to indicate that even if we hold like Beis Hillel that to be lenient, that really ideally one should go back to their place. So we're talking about those level foods, those level drinks. So if you left your location, you changed locations, you do not need to make a new bracha. You don't have to make a bracha acharona, and you don't have to make a new bracha rishona. However, something like, let's say, a drink of water or some fruits or something like fruits that are not shivas aminim, something like that, vegetables. So if you leave the location, then you need to make a new bracha. That this requirement of shinui makom requiring a new bracha is only for these lower level foods and drinks. My time, what's the reason for that? L'kivu kama hadar, because the person is kind of going back to his original kvius, his original, right? He's kind of, what these foods are like koveya a meal, and therefore, even if he steps out, whenever he continues, he's like continuing that meal, as opposed to the other foods that kind of like are almost like a snack. There's no kvius in them, and therefore, as soon as you change makom, your seudah is over, and therefore you need a bracha acharona on that seudah, because it's not even a seudah, on that snack almost, and a new bracha rishona when you want to start again. Rav Sheshes Amar, and Rav Sheshes argues with Rav Chisda, and he says, Echod zev yechod zed tzarech levarech. Either way, you need to make a new bracha, no matter what. If you change your location, no matter what type of food or drink it was, you need to make a new one. New bracha. Meisvei. We're going to challenge the opinion, I believe, of Rav Chisda. B'nei chabura, shayu misubin lishos ve'akru raglehen letzeis lekras chasen ol lekras kala. That if you have people of a chabura that are sitting together, eating, drinking, having a suda, and then they uproot their legs to run out to greet a chasen or to greet a kala. Chasen kala is coming by, so they step away from the suda. Kishahin yotzin, when they go out, into bracha lemafreya. They do not need a, this doesn't mean retroactive bracha over here, it means a bracha acharona. They do not need to make a bracha acharona. Kishain chosen, and when they come back, intun bracha lechatchila. They don't have to make a new bracha rishona. They can actually, right, so they step down, they can return, and continue the meal as there was, as they were at. But when does this apply? That's specifically if they left an elderly person or a sick person, right? It doesn't have to be someone elderly or sick. It means if someone remained at the table. Likely what happened is that why did this person also come to eat the chasen kala? So presumably because they're elderly or sick, and that's why they couldn't leave the table. So if you left someone at the table to be like a shomer, to be right to be an extension of the suda, then you don't have to make a new bracha, right? Rishona, acharona, and then rishona. Avalohi nichusham lo zakin lo chole. But if you didn't leave somebody at the table, kishen yotzin, when you leave, tune in bracha mafrei, you need a bracha acharona. Kishen chosen, and when you return, tune in bracha lechatchila, you need a bracha rishona. So now let's analyze this brisa. Midiktani ikru raglehen. So from the fact that you said like they use the terminology of they uprooted their feet, michlal, it implies to bedvarim hatun and bracha lacharein b'mekomon askinan. It sounds like we're talking about the types of foods that that require a bracha acharona in its place, right? It sounds like there's a certain kvius there that they uprooted their legs. So it seems we're talking about like things like let's say bread or cookies or something like that, wine. V'tayma, but the reason given in the brisa for why and when you wouldn't need to make a new bracha achrona and rishona, dahanichu sham zakin ochole. Who? Dishakashain yotzin eintun and bracha lemafreya, kashain chosin eintun and bracha lechatchila. Specifically, when you leave zakin or chole. Avalohi nichu sham zakin ochole. But if you didn't leave a zakin or chole there, kashain yotzin tun and bracha lemafreya, kashain chosin tun and bracha lechatchila. So that means that based on this brisa, even when you're eating food that is koveya asuda, if you don't leave a zakin or chole, you have to make a new bracha. That seems like the shita of Rav Sheshes, and it seems to be a question on Rav Chisda. Indeed, kashil Rav Chisda. It's a question according to Rav Chisda. This is a challenge to Rav Chisda. So we're just going to try to answer. I'm Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is going to try to solve the problem for Rav Chisda, but we're going to hold off now. That'll be left for Kuf Beis Amud Aleph.